commercials, cool host, ultra cool sidekick. It's Stomp Pod 35.
You betcha.
Hey, Stomp, why are you wearing a hard hat?
Well, this episode is called Politically Incorrect 2. Here, you better put one on, too.
All right, because everybody's going to be offended and they'll be throwing stuff at us.
Better safe than sorry. Although when you think about it, it cuts both ways, because there were, and are, an awful lot of women who are offended by the suggestion that there's something wrong with being a mother and a housewife.
Get the most fun out of life, out of being a mother and wife, with new fashion excitement that's all created by you. On your new Touch and Sew
sewing machine by Singer.
Touch and Sew,
another first from Singer.
Be the girl with the golden touch on your new Singer Golden Touch and Sew machine. Dozens of exclusive features like this new built-in needle threader for the golden slant needle and the push-button bobbin that winds right in the machine. What a wonderful new feeling. You can do all three kinds of sewing: straight, zigzag, and chain stitch.
Touch and sew the push-button bobbin way.
Come sew on one at your Singer Center. Choose from five touch and sew models from $149.95.
What's new for tomorrow
is at Singer today.
Well, I got that all sewed up, Stomp. What ethnic group are we going to offend this time?
Well,
back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jello Tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby Jello, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jello is strawberry, raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape. Jello come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention. Spoon. Spoon was invented for eating Jello. Baby fine, this is grape Jello. Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
See, what you can't see, because this was a TV commercial, was that the baby couldn't eat the Jello because he was trying to use chopsticks.
Whoops!
Yeah. Also, you might not think of it, but there are people who are offended by being described as hillbillies. This next commercial actually packs a double whammy, because it's also offensive to people who don't like guns. You don't hear a whole lot of guns being fired in commercials these days, but back in the 60s, things were different.
Yahoo! Mountain Dew!
Oh, beautiful Sal was a stone-hearted gal, refusing to bill or to coo. But Clem was right smart, he appealed to her heart with that gal getting good old Mountain Dew.
Yahoo! Mountain Dew!
Mountain Dew will tickle your innards, cause there's a bang in every bottle.
At the county turkey shoot, cause Luke weren't worth a hoot. He was hopeless till he finally took the cue.
Yahoo! Mountain Dew!
Now he shoots off the cuff, gets more than enough after nipping at that good old Mountain Dew.
Sure as shooting, there's a bang in every bottle of our delicious soft drink, Mountain Dew. It'll tickle your innards.
Fat kids, skinny kids, sissy kids, this next one is very tough on their self-esteem, boy.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on hot dogs. Fat kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dog.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men fight dogs, they do say yay.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to
off my kid Cool Jr. When he was real young, he had a weight problem,
Really?
Yeah, he was a chubby little dude, I'll tell you that.
Really?
A little butterball.
Can I ask you something?
Axe away.
How chubby was he?
Well, actually, Stoff, I forget.
No, you don't.
He was fat, Stoff. He was so fat that to him, the big bus was the little bus.
I get you.
Yeah, but he's in better shape now, though. He got into athletics, you know.
What's he into?
Soccer, baseball. But his favorite is indoor javelin.
They have that at your school?
Yeah, they were going to cut it, but the parents raised a fuss, so they put it back in.
Indoor javelin, huh?
Well, we got a rubber gymnasium, so what the heck, right? What's the next one going to be, Stoff?
The next one's going to be Living Dolls.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
No, you just wait. Until next time, we'll see ya.
Bye-bye.